All right, Moshe, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off, right? We left off on the top of page, actually in the, towards the middle of page Tzadik Zayin. So if you remember again, the Mechaber was giving a very meaningful mashal. The mashal of children who lost their parents. And then after the children get out from Shiva, the only asset that there is to discuss is the parents' apartment. But the apartment has fallen into a little bit of a state of disrepair over the years. And so as a result, it's a little bit of a machlokes, so a dispute between the children as to what to do with the apartment. So one of the children has the opinion that says, let's just knock the whole thing down. Just demolish it, destroy it. There's too much work that needs to go into it, and let's be done with it. We'll sell it off as a piece of property that can be developed. And the other child says, it's a little bit dramatic. The truth is, yes, the apartment needs a little bit of a makeover, the paint's peeling a little bit, it needs a new sink, a couple of new fixtures, but that is a far cry from demolition. So, interestingly enough, even Mechaber writes, we pick up right in the middle, page 79, the paragraph that begins, Hanimshal. Hanimshal, Hamashal Nirachad. It's a very strong mashal, Ava Hanimshal Hu B'diukach. But the Nimshal is exactly on target. Yeshnam Hanashin, there are some people. You can also remember, this is all going back to the general theme of how we identify, self-identify. And sometimes when we find negative things within ourselves, which inevitably we do, how do we allow that to reflect and color our sense of self? So he says there are some people that when they find some chasron or some negative things, they look at themselves as a negative individual. If a person would sit down and literally try to dissect all of his positive traits and all of his faults, we'll say this is an interesting idea. If a person were to go ahead and really do a true, thorough self-analysis, I'd come out with about 90% good and about 10% false. But that's not how people work. And ultimately, from the 10% of faults, ultimately, I identify as a negative individual. Adam, so a person who has a healthy sense of self will begin to think about himself in the following way. It's true, I have deficiencies. But you know, I also have many, many redeeming qualities. I have to take my positive traits and I have to figure out a way to fine-tune them a little bit better. And I have to take my deficiencies and try to fix them as well. But the way I identify is not someone who's lacking true inner meaning. Chaser mashmos, hafuch, Adam hanimtza besoch talich p'nimi shabaniya. So we'll say again, this is just a different mashal, Tzadik Zayin, two paragraphs up on the bottom. So ultimately what he recognizes in this whole thing is that, Michael, you don't have to, I have to do this later. This needs a massive overhaul here. Yeah, I'm going to. As I have my boxes over there. You're not disturbing me. I don't want you to do unnecessary. I don't want you to feel negative about yourself that you're not making a dent in this. This is a the goof is in great disrepair. So I'll say, see his mashal. His mashal ultimately is. His mashal ultimately is that the greatest challenge in life is how we allow our faults to identify our inner sense of self. That very often what occurs is I find the faults, and the faults become the dominant definition of my personality. When in fact, statistically, if I were to do a real self-analysis, that's not true. The dominant part of my personality is good, is meaningful, is holy. He goes on, Hazihui halonachom, this is an amazing insight. Hazihui halonachom, the negative self-identification, hu shoresh hapinimi shalchet adam arishon. This herein lies the very source of the sin of Adam HaRishon. Watch this. Asher achal min ha'etz, I love Ne'emar. Because remember, when Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, so what did God tell him about the tree? Bi kibiyom achal cha mimenu, most tavos. The day that you eat from it, you will die. Now, what's interesting is the following, is the way, when you look at that statement, it didn't happen. See, what's interesting is the following. What God makes it sound like is, if you eat from the tree, you're going to die as a result. But yet, that's not what happened. Adam didn't die. It's true, many negative things occurred, but Adam did not die. So look what he says. The pasuk says, "Yeshnam kama biurim." There are many interpretations of this pasuk. But for our purposes, here's the real definition. What God is telling Adam and Rishon is, on the day that you eat from this food, you will begin to look at yourself as someone who is dead. Ke'adam shlili, like a negative individual. Ke'adam she'akol chisaron mikariv eskitso, like a person who ultimately, his chisronos, his deficiencies ultimately are bringing his end closer. Instead of looking at yourself as a living, dynamic, growing person, like a person who builds himself and then afterwards builds others, you will begin to see yourself as already dying. The way you view yourself will ultimately be in a way in which you bring about your own death. Because that is such a profound idea. God is telling other Rishon, you know what's going to happen over here? The real fallout of your sin is not just something that you're going to sin. The real fallout of your sin is it will damage your entire self-perception. God is foreshadowing. The day that you eat from it, you will view yourself as dead. You will view yourself ultimately as an individual who is so profoundly compromised, who is so profoundly broken. And the truth is, this is the dynamic that plays out with Adam HaRishon. And this is what Mechaber is saying, the real fallout from sin sometimes is not just simply the act, but the real fallout from sin is sometimes the way that it damages our sense of self. To begin to think that we are really bad people, really negative people, ultimately we have no hope of redemption. That's the eternal fallout. This is an amazing just Torah insight. This is understood just in our feelings. Listen to this. This is also another amazing insight. And it's only Monday, all these amazing insights. When somebody is very ill, when a person is ill, especially a person is terminally ill, so often what determines their longevity is what? Is their disposition, is their outlook, is the inner hope that is or is not present within. As long as their inner hope and will to live within them is stronger, so the more hope they have within, the more ability they have to increase their longevity. But the more that their inner will becomes weakened, their inner hope becomes weakened. We've seen this. This is Maisim B'chol Yom, where a person's will, and what he understands as will is just more than just will. It's a will to live. The will that a person has to continue on in this world often will determine what their body does. He says, the point that he's making over here is you see that the way I perceive myself, the way I think about myself, what I will for myself actually creates realities for me in this world. Can you say, let's just end off with this paragraph. Kan alim alakso lahad bishir. We should just go back and review and emphasize. Shadvarim halalo inam shita psikologit. So remember, he actually said this at the beginning of this whole discussion. But just to reinforce it, he says, I just want to be clear with you. I'm not giving you any psychology over here. Now, what does that mean? Meaning what he's saying is, I'm not giving you general psychology. What am I giving you? Zohi hakarat ha'amitit mihu ani shakadosh baruch hu bara ba'olam. So he says, what I'm giving you is Torah. Ulai ha'psikologim laku nitzotos kol shemi atorak dosha. The gunvu osam l'sifreim. Now, it's possible that the general psychologists have taken some of these concepts of the Torah and have penned them into their own. right, and have made them into their own ideas. Ach kvishes kind of betchila, but as we said from the beginning, as I said at the beginning, everything that I'm going to tell you again is from Chazal, is from the Torah, from the Farshim. We have not added on, not one piece to anything on the words of Chazal. So we'll say the point that he's making over here is this stuff is exceptionally profound and absolutely life-altering. He's just saying, just understand where it all comes from. It all comes from Torah. And here lies the beauty of Torah, of course, that Torah has the ability to address all. So the point that Mechaber is making over here, well, we'll have to stop over here for today, is again this idea. And I think the apartment mashal and the Adam HaRishon mashal and the life and death mashal are all so profound. So we're all apartments that have a little bit of peeling paint and a little bit of a broken sink. But the shaila is, too often in life we feel that therefore you have to demolish the whole thing and start over. Whereas all I really need to do is a little bit of a makeover, because the core, the base, the shell is good and sturdy. The greatest fallout from sin is not just a negative act, but it's the idea that we kill ourselves. We kill ourselves, that we lose hope about who and what we are. But on the other hand, we see the power of believing in oneself. Just like the power of believing oneself can literally cause one to overcome or at least to prolong certain physical realities, so to the power of believing in oneself and believing that one is good at their core has the ability to overcome many of the negative aspects of our persona as well. All right, let's stop over here for today.
If his premise is that you can't, that you're not responsible for the negative things,
No, Michael, you go back.